The shift of the league is here, right in front of our eyes. We just seen it. We about to get us a new champ. There will be a new champ crowned in the NBA this year. No matter what happens, somebody has to be a new champ. Because in the Eastern Conference, we got Boston versus the Indiana Pacers. That's right. If you're listening to this, you know by now that the Knicks wet the bed again. They wet the bed again. And they went out with some injuries. It was hard. It was rough. It was rough seeing Josh Hart walk back to that bench with his head down like that. It was really rough listening to that crowd be quiet like that. No fight back. No fight back in the fourth. It was nasty business. I mean, it was firepower in the first half, early in the first half, that is. I mean, coming out the gate. But I want to say in the first half alone, the Indiana Pacers shot as a team like 75%, my nigga. I was on the phone with Goldie the whole first half. And I'm like, Goldie, I'm talking to Goldie because we talking about NCAA dropping and shit like that. I'll get to that in a minute. But I'm talking to Goldie on the phone, like, bro, these niggas is not missing shit. These niggas is not getting, and in the beginning, you know, it was like 16, 15, 16, 14 niggas going back and forth for a cool minute. And it wasn't like they dropped a lot. I mean, I think at the half, I think the Pacers ended up having like 50 at the half or something like that. And that's solid. You know what I'm saying? That's decent. Wasn't nothing crazy, but them niggas was just not missing. Halliburton stepped up. The team stepped up in general. But they stepped up. They stepped up in the game 7, though. In New York. Halliburton had on a Reggie Miller choke hoodie. That's petty right there. But you gotta love that pettiness. You gotta love that one. You have to accept that, bro. Because Halliburton might be that nigga. He might hear me out, New York. Denny Blanco, if you listening to me, hear me out, Denny. If we find out that y'all gotta deal with the ghost of Riverside Reggie and Halliburton, oh, this is gonna be NBA gold, brother. Let me find out Halliburton is in Indiana to stay. And he's going to continue to give the Knicks some problems. Must watch basketball, Denny. I need you to report on this. By the time Monday is here, there will already have been a game one between the Boston Celtics and the Indiana Pacers. And I blame you, Knicks. You know why I'm upset, Knicks, with y'all? It's because the world wanted the Knicks in Boston. We gonna watch because we hoopers. We gonna watch because we a fan of basketball. We gonna watch because we love the NBA. But no, nobody wanted to see the fucking Indiana Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals. Y'all fucked that up. Y'all blew that up. Y'all messed that up. That is nasty business right there. But all due respect, they got niggas that I want to watch play basketball. So cool. But as far as history, as far as the three guards that the Knicks got that I would love to see over there. Yo, y'all went out bad, though. It was super quiet up in there, my nigga. New champs is going to be, and look, I'm going to tell you why I blame y'all, but I'm going to wait till I talk about the West. Wild, wild West. Many, many, Minnesota. And Dallas Mavericks. Now, Dallas finished their food in 6. So they got up out of there. But another game 7. And against the defending champs Anthony Edwards shows up again and company shows up again. Minnesota is in the Western Conference Finals since 1493. But just look at it. You want to talk about parity in the league? There you have it. The fucking Dallas Mavericks, Minnesota Timberwolves, the Indiana Pacers, and Boston is a regular. I'm not going to shit on them like that because, you know, Jalen and Tatum, they've been to the conference finals a few times. They've been there before. They have experience. Just like Luka. This is Luka's second time in a Western Conference Finals. This is Kyrie. Kyrie's no stranger when it comes to the finals. Now, maybe in the West, but in the East, yeah. He's been to the finals before. You know what I'm saying? So, and he's been to the Eastern Conference Finals before. So we got a little bit of experience. That's what I'm saying. We have a little bit of experience with a champion in Kyrie Irving. You see what I'm saying? And everybody else is just as thirsty. Everybody else is looking for a ring. And I like that. Now, it's time to lock in. This is it. This is history right here. We're not going to get this too much. We're not going to get the fact that we got damn near, if you really want to, look, no disrespect at all, but we really looking at three Cinderella teams right now. Now, granted, Minnesota played well in the regular season. You know what I'm saying? But if y'all don't know the history of Minnesota, y'all know Minnesota ain't been quite really nothing. I mean, Butler did his best. You know what I'm saying? And then prior to that, I mean, we talking about KG Mulberry. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. This is a lot right here. This is history in the making right here. Ant-Man could be doing some shit right now. Or Luka. Spotlight is on Luka. Spotlight is on Luka. It's on Kyrie. It's on those two. Spotlight is on Ant. It's on Cat. It's on the Cat. It's on the Ant. On both of y'all. Small frames, big games. I just wanted to drop that bar. That's not totally true because Cat is like, what, 6'11"? Duh. Anthony Edwards is like 6'8", like 6'7", 6'8". It's crazy. Spotlight is on Tatum. It's on Brown. We already know they've been under the spotlight. Halliburton, dog, you playing with house money. You Art Turner? Y'all are playing with house money right now, bro. Right now, projected, right now, obviously, Boston with the most experience. Boston has the most experience. After that, I got to go Dallas. I got to go Dallas simply for the fact that they the one that got the champion on their roster. They got the champion on their roster, and Luka is supposed to have that MVP. Then after that, yeah, I got to go. Let me see. I just said Boston, Dallas. Boston, Dallas. Yeah, obviously I got to go Minnesota after that. Minnesota after that. That's Cat. That's Ant. And then lastly, you know, Pacers. No disrespect, but Pacers. Y'all are really the Cinderella. Y'all are really the fucking glass slipper that's missing right now. Go get it. Go get it and shut us up, man. That's all it is. All that analytical bullshit, like I said, Jarvis, if you're listening, this is what we've been saying. We just haven't caught up to the new game. We need fresher legs. And we need a dog. And there's a couple of dogs out there. And most of us, if not all of us, didn't know about that hidden dog that Halliburton was. And that's cool. And that says a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot more parity added to the league. Because now you got some of these gems being stepped up. Getting from the... We've heard about this before, though. 12 Cal, King Jern. We've heard about how some players have been caught, you know, being restricted. You know what I'm saying? And held, You know what I'm saying? Westbrook said it when he was at UCLA, when Ben Holland. You know what I'm saying? You get under certain programs and it kind of handicaps your style a little bit. Think of Halliburton left the Kings and turned into a motherfucking mercenary. Tyson Fury got his ass punched on yesterday. I just needed to get that out the way. Shout out to my nigga. Shout out to my nigga Big Mike, OTR Mike, man. Just throw a little boxing in there for you. I'm excited. But before I get out of here, hell yeah, y'all know it's right. July 15th. July 15th for me because I dropped the 89 already for the pre-order. College football coming back. You fucking right. I'm hitting every fucking dynasty I could be a part of. I'm lying. I'm trying to keep it to one or two. I'm definitely creating my own dynasty where I'm the only user in that motherfucker. And guess what? No, you know what? I might add somebody. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make my own league. I'm going to make my own league with my own dogs. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm going to do. Now, I don't know. Oh, man, I'm going to do the Road to Glory. I don't know what school I'm going to go to in the Road to Glory. It'd be disrespectful if I don't start off with UCLA. I don't know, man. I really want to go to another school. I don't know. But just know this. Just know. Yeah. Hillman College will be created. Yes, sir. Hillman College will be created. Absolutely. I can't wait for this. If y'all niggas thought I was outside this summer, you're wrong. I'm 41, and I'm about to be a fake-ass D1 head football coach on PS5, NCAA 25. That's it. Hit me up, nigga, if y'all want to be a part of something. I don't know what I don't know, because Goldie is throwing the league, and I think I want to be a part of the only multiplayer league or whatever. I heard they dropping 32 slots or some shit like that, 30 or 32 or some shit like that. We gonna do 16, he said. So that's gonna be high. That's gonna be high numbers right there. But I'm gonna figure. I don't know if I'm gonna add anybody or. You know what? I think I got an idea. I'm gonna find one player that I get to play. That's just gonna be in a different conference than me, and. I think I'm going to do that, man. Shout out. Open Run with BTG, man. Hey, let's take those fades online, though. Let's take those fades.